Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Jeffrey Todd Shepherd.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Mr. Lee Corwinus will serve as your lead, so just hold on, sir. Mr. Shepherd, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Jeffrey Todd Shepherd, 111430.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 1st, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Shepherd?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Excuse me, what was that?
The form that you signed listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can look to my far right on your video conference screen, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Lee Corwinus. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner. And he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Shepherd and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do. I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Yes, sir.
On the upper left-hand corner where it says date of offense, it has a date of 2-9-2014. The correct date is 4-15-15.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. And we've made that correction on the warrant. Okay, Mr. Shepherd, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate vote that passes phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe that the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in the criminal division company as follows. Violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Alongside Ministries, located at 2601 West Belmont Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on about June 3, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Shepherd, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. I will now make a motion to pass our hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Shepherd's admission. I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or had lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Shepherd, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Shepherd was released from ADC custody on 4/23/2018 and arrested on 7/3/2018 by Avondale PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 7/3/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 218/2019 with 30 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, commitment I, count 1, aggravated assault, 4 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment I, count 2, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1997, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. 2000, commitment C, count 1, criminal trespassing in the first degree, 1 year. 2000, commitment D, count 2, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2002, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2005, dangerous drug violation, 5 years, 4 months, 9 days. 2005, commitment G, count 1, cruelty to animals, poultry, 1 year, 9 months. 2005, commitment G, count 2, aggravated DUI, 5 years, 4 months, 15 days. 2006, commitment H, count 1, aggravated assault, 1 year, 9 months. 2006, commitment H, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 9 months. This is his sixth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Northside Avondale 8th Street. Prior terms of supervision, 1996, provisional release, completed 2 months. 1999, TIS release, absconded 1 month, reached CSED in custody. 2001, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2001, TIS release, absconded 27 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2010, TIS release, absconded 35 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with fighting and possession of contraband noted. Under arrest, 1990, burglary, California, felony conviction, probation. 2004, escape, third degree, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation.
Mr. Turner, are we really on a GB score?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was leaving.
I thought I was done. That's the GB score of G6, B7.
Okay.
My apologies.
No, from my position, I thought you were researching further, so I wasn't sure. So G6, B7, thank you. And again, going back to the original, Sturdy Scondos. Okay, Mr. Shepherd, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Alongside Ministries, located at 2601 West Belmont Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. This was your last known address. So did you live any other location while you were outside of prison this time, sir?
No.
Were you on the street?
Yeah.
Homeless?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Were you able to find work?
Yeah, I went to like temp services.
You were referred to treatment assessment and screening center for randomly analysis with a color code maroon. You were responsible for submitting samples. It looks like that the only sample that was recovered, there were two, on May 18th, 2018, and May 30th, 2018, both were negative, and we commend you for that. At least for those two times, you tested clean. Were you able to stay away from drugs and alcohol when you were on community supervision?
Yeah.
So why did you break off contact with your parole officer, Mr. Shepherd?
I left because I wasn't comfortable at the place. They didn't want me to see my mom. And my parole officer, I tried to talk to him about getting into another halfway house. But he's the parole officer for a Longside Ministry, so he wouldn't do it.
Okay, with respect to your family, was there a reason why they didn't want you to see your mother?
It was in the agreement with a Longside Ministry. You would have to wait 90 days to see, any family contact.
Okay, so you were in a period of separation. So what were you doing for the 30 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Shepherd?
Working and basically just working and taking care of myself. That's what I was doing. And I didn't get in contact with him, so I already knew that there was going to be a warrant.
Okay, sir. And were you at least able to see your mother during that time?
Yeah.
Arrested by the Avondale Police Department. I'm guessing that is based on your history. Are you from the Avondale area?
Yeah, I am.
And what caused the Avondale Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your abscond warrant?
I guess just the district had issued a warrant. In Avondale, when they issue DOC warrants and stuff like that, they're going to come look for you.
I see. Would I ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you? Yes, Mr. Turner. Before we go any further, yes, Mr. Turner.
The first thing, the information that I read to you on the prior terms of supervision, I gave you two dates of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is incorrect. It should be 2002.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was looking at when I lost track of where it was.
Thank you.
The other thing is, Alongside Ministries is the address that he applied to and was approved and released on.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, again, I lost my fellow board members. Do you have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Shepherd, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
No, I said all that I needed to say. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself? Before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, sir, we will come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate, as I just stated, that Mr. Shepherd was very direct, candid, and otherwise pleasant and cooperative with the board. I think what's at stake is that he absconded from community supervision for 30 days, in which we could not account for his transition back to the community. I understood his desire to maintain contact with his family, but he was also part of a program that seemed to have an enforced separation under the rules of that program. That, and he does have a pattern of absconding from supervision during past periods of parole. So at this point, I'm not seeing him as a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, just from a very practical level. He does have what looks to be about 6 months left of his flat sentence, and upon that release, he would be free to pursue his own interests without oversight from the state. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. We're in no further discussion. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board, on warrant number 2018W1735, our discussion with Mr. Shepherd, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Shepherd was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse, in the criminal records company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision for 30 days and we could not monitor his activity in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Shepherd, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about February 18, 2019. I recognize it may sound like a long time away, but it is approximately 6 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. Seek any programming that's available to you, and you will be free upon your release to return to the regular contact with your family. And we encourage you to have a safe, productive, and crime-free return to the community. We thank you for appearing before this board. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.